Dancing with the Stars. Now everyone's talking about, oh, the big fight between the Weather Boys. Oh, there's Grant Denyer. Oh, there's Sam Mack. No one cares.
I'm only watching Dancing with the Stars this year if Angie Kent's on it.
Angie, not only is she on it, she's on with us right now. Good morning, kid.
Good morning, you two.
You know what? It's so nice to have some Sunny Coast blood in Dancing with the Stars because we've got some really talented dancers here on the Sunshine Coast, and you are amazing. Last time you were on, Angie, you were just on fire. You set the dance floor on fire. It was like a scene out of...
Dirty Dancing.
Yeah, Dirty Dancing. What's the other one?
Strictly No Ballroom.
Remember Honey?
I do remember Honey.
Oh, my God, Honey. Yes. A little bit of, what's her name?
Hilary Duff?
What's her name now?
No, Jessica Alba.
Jessica Alba.
Yeah.
Oh, I wish. That's a big call.
No.
I see a lot of similarities. I see a lot of similarities.
Jessica Alba, if she was... featuring Bambi on Ice.
Hey, shouldn't do ice, not even once. We've talked about this. Ange,
stop it.
Now talk to me. Dancing with the Stars, it's a genuine show. Like, there's a lot of these nonsense sort of reality things getting around at the moment, but this is a good one. This is one where the talent actually has to have talent. You've got to actually do stuff and train hard, yeah?
Oh, my God, it's so full on. Yeah, you train. This time was different because All Stars is now with Channel 7, so it's like a two-week-long show, I think. But you train for 4 weeks leading up to it full-time, and you learn, like seven dances in 4 weeks, right? Because you never know when you're going to get voted off with All Stars. Because it's like, well, you never know when you're going to get voted off anyway. But it's like one after the other, so it's just like boom, 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 you get voted off.
Yeah.
So it's pretty hardcore. But yeah, you still have to learn the dances even if you go first. Like, it's wild.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, here's the thing too, Angie. You've been on a few different reality shows now. Which one is your favourite?
Probably The Jungle. I love The Jungle.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was cool.
I loved The Jungle. Mostly because you get stripped from, like, all your vices and you get to be your real self. Like, there's no makeup. You know, you're living off whatever they give you. And you're just, like, no phone, and you're just there, and everybody's the same, and there's no hierarchy. You all just love each other. And it was just the best. And you got to be in Africa. Like, I loved it.
Yeah, that's cool.
I love dancing, obviously. But dancing's so hardcore. Like, I think out of all of them, out of, like, living in the African jungle, being scared out of my mind, dancing... Like, dating 20 dudes, dancing has been, like, the most hardcore.
And look, are there any scandals? Because I want to know, you know, that there's been a photograph of you being taken with your hand sort of surreptitiously on the inner thigh of your dance partner sitting in a park somewhere, you know, because, I mean, it happens for all the boys. All the boys get knocked with that. I go, hang on a minute. What about Ange? Ange Kent, yeah. She'd be up for a bit of that action for sure.
Yeah, the girl that dates 20 dudes willingly on national television, she'd love a little bit of hand-on-thigh action. No, if anything, I'm like the opposite now. I've got, like, stress from having to, like, randomly pash so many dudes in such a short amount of time that I don't want any dude, no matter how hot they are, even if it is my dance partner, randomly pashing my thighs. Thank you very much.
She has PTSD. Yay. Hey, Ange, that you're going to be on fire this weekend. We can hardly wait.
Good
we
luck.
Are absolutely rooting for you, our Sunny Coast girl. We
Thank
adore you.
You.
We love you. Good luck. And hopefully we get to speak to you again very soon about it.
Yes, sounds good. Thanks for having me.
No worries, Ange. We're going to go around to Brother Brad's house and make some pom-poms, so it's going to be fun.
I'd do it. He'd love it.
See you, lovely.
See you, Spunky.
Bye, guys.